Thanks for joining us this morning. As we continue for Monday, I want you to meet Sarah Dimmerman on our program. She's going to be talking about character being the key and unlocking the best in our kids and indeed ourselves. Sarah, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm living in Ontario. I'm a psychologist and I have a private practice in Ontario, but this is my second parenting book. My first one was called Am I Normal Parent? It came out last year.
Uh-huh.
And in 2009, Character is the Key was released. So it's my new baby.
And your new baby. And is it doing well on the stands?
It's doing very well. It's meant to really be something that parents can use along with what schools are doing. The schools are quite heavily involved right across Canada and definitely in the U.S., in the whole character education movement, and I felt very strongly that if parents didn't know more about the character education movement and weren't able to follow along with what the schools are doing, then a lot of that message would be lost.
Probably so. Now, tell us about schools and parents, your feelings, your discoveries, your recommendations.
Okay, well, in Ontario anyway, the Ministry of Education has mandated that all schools should offer character education, and what that means is that character education is not taught as a separate subject, but it's weaved into the curriculum. So if children are reading a story in their literacy class, for example, then the story that month might focus on courage if the school is focusing on courage, and everything in the school may relate to courage that month. And so the way that our school board actually in York Region, which is part of Toronto, Greater Toronto Area, was the first school board to initiate a program such as what's being offered and is called Character Matters. And they developed 10 key character traits. And so each month, the schools, as I said, focus on one of those character attributes, and they have character assemblies where children are being acknowledged for portraying those characteristic, for example, and the teachers say why. And so the schools, as I said, are doing a really wonderful job of implementing and moving, recognizing that it's not just about teaching kids how to read, write, and do math, but it's about raising children to know what it's like to be a person of character, to have integrity and initiative and those good things. And I think this was really, on the heels of what was happening in the States and the Columbine school tragedy and other incidents of school violence, local and international, and a wake-up call was issued to educators. A problem that they were already aware of, which was a general decline in values among students, had gone too far. And the root cause, I believe, was a decline in children learning what it meant to be a good person. And so, as I say, the schools are really taking this, by the hand and doing a really great job. But often, parents will pass by the school and they'll see a sign outside just saying character assembly, assembly on courage, but they won't really understand what it means. So this book, as I said, was meant to enlighten parents in terms of what does character education mean, how did it all start, why it's so important, and why as parents it's so imperative that we model with intention, because we're modeling all the time whether we want to or not. It's about what are we going to model and what are we teaching our children when we're modeling. So if, for example, respect is really being encouraged one particular month at school, but then children are coming home to an environment in which the parents are treating each other very disrespectfully, or the parents are even talking to their children in a disrespectful manner, then the message really goes out the window. And so, as I said before, this is really about helping parents and educators work together and really make a difference in the children's lives to build children and families of character.
Why do you, how do you feel about the two-parent home and the demise of it? Or the demise in as much as there aren't as many?
Well, divorce, I work with a lot of families who are going through divorce. I work with the kids, I work with the parents, and I see so much animosity and so much ugliness that goes on. And I think, when you look at the 10 key character traits that I mentioned in the book, I would say that almost all of them, or many of them, go out the window when parents are divorcing, in terms of the respect that they show one another, issues around responsibility, integrity, honesty, fairness. All those character traits often are not really explored, and so I think it's so important. It's it's not so much about whether there's one or two parents living in the house. It's more about what happens when the family falls apart and how the parents then treat one another and what they're really modeling to their children.
Yeah, I know. That's one important part of this I wanted to ask you about, to just take a moment or two and give us some examples. Maybe the parents' treatment of each other, not only while the divorce is going through, but afterwards.
Well, 100%, because as we all know, the divorce or the separation in and of itself can be quite traumatic for everyone involved. But it's really what happens once the parents are apart that has the will be the telling factor in terms of how well the children do in the long run. If the parents treat one another with respect and amicably, then the children aren't going to suffer as much. I mean, they always suffer somewhat,
mm-hmm.
but definitely not as much if the parents, again, you know, acknowledge and understand and explore how they're treating one another. And so there's actually a whole chapter dedicated to handling a co-parent after divorce. Because it's so prevalent.
Let me ask you this. We've got about a minute and a half. Give us an example of how you can teach your kids to take more responsibility for their actions.
Well, you know, I think it's definitely not... the idea is not to punish them if they haven't done something that you don't like, but about showing them how what the consequences are if they're not being responsible. So, for example, if they forget to do their homework, that you wouldn't run to do it with them the night before quickly to get it done, but that you would allow them to experience the consequences of homework not done the next day. They may have to stay in at recess, for example. That, to me, is the most important way to show to help a child understand what the logical consequences are to irresponsible behavior.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
It's a tough one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The book is called Character is the Key, How to Unlock the Best in Our Children and Ourselves. The author is Sarah Dimmerman. The book is available at all the bookstores right now, including the CFAX Bolan book line at 595-READ. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We hope the book does well, and you'll be on to number 3.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay, thank you. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Sarah Dimmerman on our program this morning.